Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the DJV Health Program. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, straight from the inside, the inner workings of his clinic, Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. Ken is a noted cardiologist, one of the best in the country. He has a great way of looking. He's a research scientist as well, does a lot of research with the patients. And we'll get to that because there's a – as a matter of fact, let's start with that. The – one of the things that you got me onto, and maybe I got you on, I've forgotten how the EECP got started. I know somebody recommended, you and I talked about it, enhanced external counterpulsation. So if let's, because not a lot of people know, even though you've been doing it for a number of years at your clinic, what it is and how it's connected to COVID. But first, an explanation, Ken, I think, of what EECP, because it really, I think it did a lot of good. For me, you remember I had a valve, it was a, I forget what the exact problem was, but you said it was pretty much taken care of by my EECP involvement. But now there's a twist on it with COVID.
Absolutely. There's some breaking medical news at the top of many of the medical news websites this week about enhanced external counterpulsation, which is fondly referred to as EECP. But let me just explain what first, before we talk about its association with COVID-19, which is what the news is, but let's first talk, because I am sure that people don't know many what EECP is. It's this little available procedure, but yes, the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic provide it, but it unfortunately is not on every corner in America. But it may be after the news that came out this morning. Enhanced external counterpulsation is a wonderful, proven, insurance-covered method under certain medically indicated conditions, and I'll go over that. It involves no needles, no cutting, no medication, and it stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels. It stimulates many different places of the body to grow new blood vessels. And again, it involves no needles, no cutting, and no added medication. It's all mechanical.
So as an example, why don't you tell people why you got me doing it? Maybe that makes it, because when you talk about it sort of rebuilds things in the heart that you wouldn't think something like that would do. But I'm always open as a guinea pig. You don't have to worry about HIPAA with me. Tell everybody what was going on with me and why the EECP seemed to work.
It's approved by insurers for the heart when the circulation is obstructed and we can't either open it by balloon angioplasty with or without stenting or by open heart surgery bypass. And some of the insurers also add that there's no additional medical options that are available. Circulation problems in the heart can be treated by four different ways: drugs, angioplasty, bypass surgery, and the fourth one is this EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation. And Doug had a situation of circulation blockage in his heart. He had a small area on stress test that wasn't getting enough blood flow, and he was having some symptom related to it, and he had his issue in the microscopic vessels, because there are these big tree trunks that sit on top of the heart, but there's another level of complexity to the circulation of the heart. It's called the microvessels or the small vessels. This is a microscopic Weber mesh that comes off the big vessels that sit on top of the heart and then go into the thickness of the heart as a microscopic Weber mesh. You can't see it with the naked eye. So if you can't see it, you certainly can't angioplasty it. You certainly can't bypass it. And Doug's blood pressure was so good, we couldn't add any medications to it, or he'd be on the floor. Some people might want to put him on the floor. I don't want to. But we didn't give him medications. So the fourth option is this EECP, mechanical way to stimulate the heart to grow new blood vessels, no needles, no cutting. And since he had no other options, it was covered by his insurance. And it requires 35 one-hour treatments. And I tell people to think of it like going to the gym, because an hour of EECP is equivalent to a two-mile jog. And this miraculously stimulates the heart to grow new blood vessels. When I first heard about this, I thought it was snake oil. In fact, one of the local chiefs of a hospital came by my office. You know, he knew I knew how to read the medical literature. And he asked me, Dr. Jim asked me and said to Dr. Ken, do we have a quack in the neighborhood who wants to do this procedure, or is this a legitimate? And this was about 1998, and I had not even heard about this. And I researched the literature, and I discovered that there was a nationwide multi-center study going on, and that this doctor on a local level had just jumped a little too early based on some preliminary work. The blind, double-blinded, multi-center study, the blinded multi-center study had not yet been completed. The results were not published. This was called the MUST EECP study. Make a long story short, the results were good. It was published in July of 1999. Medicare started to cover this procedure. And the rest is history. And we have been so successfully using this procedure to create a natural bypass in patients who are not candidates for any other treatment for their circulation blockages. And we provide amazingly effective results. This works anywhere between 80 to 90% of the time.
Did I bring this to you? It seemed to me that I remember we talked about it and you didn't really... No, you weren't sure.
No,
Or did you know at the time?
Not on this one. This one was brought to me literally by the chief of staff of a local hospital, because one of the doctors in town wanted to do this in about 1998, started to do it, and he came by my office and literally asked me, said, Ken, do we have a quack in town? I want you to review this procedure and report to me. That's how I discovered it. And this was 1998. And I came back to him and said that the multi-center study has not been completed yet. And I said, Dr. Jim, if this turns out to be safe and effective, I'm going to be doing this, but I think we should just wait till this study is completed. And the rest is history. We started doing this in August of 2000. And have never stopped. And most humbly, I've published in this area. We made a discovery that this is an effective treatment for microvascular angina, the small vessels of the heart. Published that with a Dr. Lawson, the head of cardiology at that time at Stony Brook in New York, very high level in the American College of Cardiology, a master in that organization.
All right, folks. Time for us to think about your heart in a different way. Ken is the cardiologist, and Ken is up on what's going on. Calitrin and all things that are like it. Actually, there's nothing like it, but all of the work that you do to lose weight and keep it off is going to benefit your heart. It's an extraordinary thing. That heart of yours, how hard it works, you depend on it, and, you know, things keep working and it keeps going because you take care of it. And one of the ways to take care of it is get rid of the excess weight. Very important to not have excess weight. You know what your body mass is, the index, the BMI. And if you have a waist that's, you can tell. Probably you don't have to do any of this. You know when you're overweight, you're not healthy. You're having a hard time breathing. And who knows what else is going on. So let's do everybody in your life a favor. And you yourself as well. Let's lose the weight. Get rid of it. That's the problem. Keeps you from being 100% healthy. And then when you've lost the weight, you got to keep it off. So lose it, number one. Two, keep it off, number two. Calitrin is the ideal way to do that. The super, super smart people that put together this very simple formula and just the right ingredients and the right measure, collagen, protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera, all things that repair and rebuild your body so you have lean muscle in place of the fat that you lost, and that's what keeps the weight off. Great formula, great information. Go to toploss.com. Do yourself a favor. Understand what safe weight loss is all about and get the radio special, the DJV special, when you order at toploss.com. All you have to do is put DJV in when you're checking out. Not to pay for any of the shipping, and you'll get the easy pay plan if that's what you'd like. Take advantage of them and the help they offer you in losing weight, but more importantly, keeping it off. Buy three now, get three free with the DJV code at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Back now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So we've connected the dots when it came to EECP and explaining how it is so good for so many different things. You should consult your cardiologist if you're, you know, he should know by doing the work on you whether you have those problems and they can be enhanced by using EECP. But now we have this connection to long COVID. What is that, Ken? How does that work?
Well, long COVID, which is not yet fully defined, but what most people use to define it, because again, this is an evolving new illness, is when there are symptoms of COVID that last beyond a month. And unfortunately, up to 50% of people in various studies do have symptoms of COVID beyond a month. We're talking about fatigue, shortness of breath, chest pain, a brain fog. And what's been discovered is that this EECP, enhanced external counterpulsation, is very effective. This is a study that was reported at the American College of Cardiology Cardiovascular Summit this week. It's 33 patients, some with coronary disease, some without coronary disease, and all of them, their symptoms improve. This is very exciting. It just means we need a bigger study that's controlled, and we're going to be able to hopefully use this as an effective treatment because there isn't a good one yet.
All right, moving on. In a few moments, we're going to talk with Ken about some of the numbers that have become more prominent in the discussion of COVID and a benefit from the vaccines that you may not have known about. Ken will give us all that info and much more as we continue here on DJV Health.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on DJV Health. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. He is an eminent cardiologist. He's talking about some of the other people that lead in the cardiological world. He's one of them, has won various awards as a facilitator. Got a lot of great advice. So if you feel, as you listen to him, that you could benefit from having some time with him, by all means, call his office, 352-735-1400 to schedule an appointment. Pretty easy. You can go to the office if you're close by or you want to go there, or you can do it on the Zoom call. Again, the connection to make the appointment is 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. All right, when it comes to numbers now, the number of people who are dying, see, there's this sort of argument because there are a lot of people who think, experts who think that the numbers have been overcooked because of the awards, I guess that's the bounty that was placed by the government on all COVID deaths. Hospitals got $2,000 for each one. So do we believe these numbers that more than a million people died in excess of what normally would be the case if we didn't have COVID, right? Let's say 2 million people a year die. So according to these numbers, 3 million people died. A million of them were COVID. You buying that?
I don't know many other experts than yourself who are questioning the numbers, right, at these days. Early on, there was some questioning, but I think that things have pretty much tacked down and people have been warned and hospitals have been warned that they better make the count right. And early on there was this question about people getting extra money for doing it. But boy, let me tell you, this stuff is watched so carefully. And unless the management of a hospital wants to wear stripes for about 10, 20 years, they're just not. It's just not worth it to them to do this. And you're laughing, but this happens, you know.
No, it does.
Hospital administrators sadly go to jail for things like this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that unless you have evidence that that's happening, I would be very careful about saying that. Because I'm not hearing – early on, I was hearing some of the so-called experts question that, but – what they're questioning right now is there's a lot of questioning going on. Even the people at Hopkins who established this dashboard initially, which quotes the number of deaths, there's some experts at Hopkins questioning some things. And right now they're not questioning the number of the reports. And that's why, in fact, this is so interesting and sad that there's a report that – In fact, whether you believe it's COVID or not, there's clearly more than a million people in the last 2 years who've died in America that shouldn't have died. And it seems like much of it is COVID, but it's not all COVID. And there's just a lot of unexpected death. And the feeling is that so many people, and there's another report that substantiates this from the University of Michigan, this survey, there's just so many people, at least a third of people have put off health care, dental care, medical care, and that what should have been prevented, heart disease, cancer especially, has not been. So there's been excess COVID deaths, there's been excess deaths from cancers and heart disease, and this is just very sad. You know, it's been estimated that 3 out of 1,000 Americans, Doug, have already died from COVID.
And we still are giving the Chinese government a pass, which is more of, as much of an outrage as any of the other things that are attached to this, how it affected our lives, how it's ruined businesses. It's just, it's incredible for me when I look at this to think that people are just giving the Chinese government a pass. It's outrageous. It's disgusting. Makes me sick. And not literally, because I'm a pretty healthy guy, thanks to you and all of your advice. We'll continue with Dr. Ken and the vaccine, using these vaccines, having gotten the shot. What else does it do for your body? We'll find out about that right after a pause from your local stations at the bottom of the hour on DJV Health.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title. I discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search. Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the United Nations Security Council as the tensions between Ukraine and Russia continue to unfold, and President Joe Biden says an invasion is still near.
I'm mindful that some have called into question our information, recalling previous instances where intelligence ultimately did not bear out. But let me be clear. I am here today not to start a war, but to prevent one.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin added that the U.S. government is not seeing any kind of withdrawal from Russian troops at Ukraine's border, instead seeing Russia adding to its capabilities and troops, even today. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
People that are trying to capitalize on supply chain issues are now being targeted.
Companies that exploit the ongoing supply chain issues may face prosecution by the Justice Department. The DOJ has launched an initiative specifically looking for companies colluding with competitors to fix prices or wages. The Antitrust Division of the Justice Department formed a global working group to share that intelligence with Australian, Canadian, British, and New Zealand authorities. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
One person is dead after a plane crashed in North Carolina.
The pilot was killed after a small plane collided with a tractor trailer on the interstate in North Carolina Wednesday. The plane was departing from the Davidson County Airport when it descended due to possible mechanical issues. Trooper Ned Moultrie of the North Carolina State Highway Patrol gave the statement. Moultrie said the plane collided with the rear of a tractor trailer that was traveling south on Interstate 85. The pilot, who was not identified, died at the scene. He said the truck driver is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a hospital.
The Senate has passed a bill to avoid a government shutdown, sending it to President Biden for his signature ahead of a Friday deadline. Senators voted 65-27 to approve the measure, which funds the government through March 11th at current levels and provides lawmakers at least 3 weeks to work out a deal to fund the government through the end of September. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen. Hi. The vaccines that we've taken, the mRNA vaccine versus the Johnson & Johnson. So we got Pfizer, you got Moderna. They were the ones that apparently a lot of the work had been done. I think we talked about that. When people say, well, can you get this approved so quickly? Well, a lot of the research had been done in other areas. So now, what's the latest on how having the vaccines can help you in addition to hopefully keeping COVID in check? What else?
Yes, there's some good unexpected news that's come out of COVID. The technology that has been used by Moderna and Pfizer to make their vaccine, this mRNA technology, unexpectedly has had extra benefits. And one of the reported ones this week out of Science Advances is in broken bones, fractures. It seems like this technology produces substances that actually boost bone regeneration. And in the future, in some complex fractures, may be added substances that are made out of this technology to the healing process and help people heal bad breaks in their bones, and just some unexpected, wonderful news. And I expect from head to toe, using this new technology, there's going to be new vaccines available and new therapies available. And we haven't even yet imagined the possibilities in the next few years.
So would this be something that you would be given to help keep your bones strong? Or is this, if you just take the vaccine, Is it likely to, I'm thinking the demonstration, this might be some woman who falls down or a man breaks his hip or breaks his leg or breaks his arm because their bones are old, they're old people and their bones are brittle. Could this change that reality with folks like that in that way?
Well, the study that is reported here is not in the indications that you are thinking about, but mm-hmm. I would imagine that there are people trying to figure out ways to use this technology indefinitely in the ways that you're hypothesizing. But in the study reported, it's in the area after you fracture and you have a complex fracture and you need some additional boost getting those bones back together. That's how this technology was used. But again, it's going to be in probably tried in all of the ways you're thinking about.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see another COVID-19. We can't escape. A lot of mask mandates are coming down. You notice that? And where they were, I know here in Massachusetts, they're coming down. Well, where it was opinion, in Washington yesterday, coming down. Go ahead.
Yes. My opinion is that this COVID is going to be in some form around with us for a long time, and we have to learn how to get our lives back. And at this point, if you want to wear a mask, wear one. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't be cognitively lazy. Figure out for yourself by doing your own research what you need to do to protect yourself and your family, and then do it. I am totally against mandates, but I'm against mandating people make up their own mind and decide, do you want to wear a mask? Then wear it. Don't make anyone feel uncomfortable who wants to wear it. If you don't want to wear it, you should have the right not to wear it. That's my humble opinion, and hopefully I won't get silenced for giving my humble opinion.
Not by me, and I'm the arbiter here. Let's go on to the procedures that have been rescheduled or not, depending on the healthcare provider, I guess, because of the COVID thing over the past couple of years. We sort of had a hiatus and people went back to getting elective surgery. So where is all that now?
Well, right now, most hospitals are proceeding with most elective procedures. And there was a time when the hospitals were unable to do any elective procedures and the hospitals were delaying it. But I think at this point, for most, if the procedure is not getting performed, either the preventive diagnostic or the therapeutic procedure, it's because the patient is putting it off. And that's what I'm urging people to do, is to stop putting these things off. I think it is okay. You can go back, especially if you're vaccinated and you shouldn't be concerned at all, because putting these things off is just going to create unnecessary problems medically, and I think it's time for people to get back on schedule with their prevention.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I do too, as far as that's concerned. Now, another fallout from COVID seems to be that those who have had it and survived are at a higher risk for mental health problems. Is that because they're worried? Is there something that has come as a result of the chemical combinations that COVID presents in one system that affects your mind? Or is this just stuff that's ancillary because people's lives have been turned upside down?
Well, I don't think we really understand all of the causes. I think there's an observation this week reported in the British Medical Journal that COVID-19 survivors, they have a higher risk for mental health problems up to a year later. We're talking about anxiety, depression. We're talking about addiction issues, using too much alcohol, using drugs that they shouldn't be using, even suicide. And why this is, part of it is disruptions in our lives because of COVID, but part of it is probably the effects of the virus. The virus affects the endothelium, the inner lining to the circulation. So that's why it has head to toe effects. And I would imagine that it's directly affecting the circulation to the brain and probably even the brain itself, because we know there are effects of the brain. Not the current variants, but especially the original variant where people were losing their sense of taste and smell, and with some of the later variants, but the most recent variant, we're not seeing that. But that loss of taste and smell was from the virus affecting the brain.
Wow. Pretty amazing, isn't it, how this all, again, back to cause and effect and how many people's lives have been disrupted by this. So there's a study here about mothers who are vaccinated against COVID when they were pregnant, what that does to the children. My daughter-in-law, as she was pregnant with our new grandson, Jasper, she got all of her vaccinations. And so the baby seems to be fine. And so this is, let's put the pieces together here. Are we recommending that mothers who are pregnant get the shots, or you should have the shots before you try to get pregnant? What's the routine?
Well, very importantly, it is for a pregnant woman high risk for getting severe COVID and getting in the hospital and not surviving it. So if you're thinking about getting pregnant, my female audience, please get vaccinated before you get pregnant. And then the news, as Doug was suggesting from the CDC this week, is that moms who are vaccinated, their kids have much reduced risk of ever ending up in the hospital. I think Jasper is consistent with this study.
Yeah, he's a hot ticket, I'll tell you that. All right, so that's that story. Continuing on with a focus on age, teenagers, who's getting the booster, what do we need to know as we sort of relax but don't relax? I think that's what Ken is saying, don't put your guard down. Be smart about it. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Do you have a problem getting a good night's rest? If you are in that league with so many other Americans who are not comfortable when they sleep, they're not even sure what they should be wearing to bed, how many blankets do you have on, it just goes from top to bottom. So you can look at the catalog that comes from MyPillow and see the suggestions that come from the folks at MyPillow as to completely doing your sleep system over. They're offering great benefits in terms of prices for mattresses, for the mattress toppers, for the sheets, for the pillows, all of them together. You want to check this out. And when you do check it out and decide to order them, use the promo code DJV on checkout, and you get the 30% off on the coil mattress, for example. You get one in terms of the sheets. You get one set at the regular price. Another set comes to you free. As a matter of fact, you get a free set when you order the mattress. Kind of cool. And you get a couple of pillows as well. It's a fabulous offer, and you can save 30% on it right now at MyPillow.com. Look over all the products, but satisfy yourself that you're doing the right thing. The right thing is to get a good night's rest. The wrong thing is not to. If you're not getting a good night's rest, not dealing with it. Check out all the reasons and all the great benefits of using MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV for the 30 to 65% off on all the things there and for free shipping as well. That's DJV. At MyPillow.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work.
Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
If you have a chronic or recurring infection, getting accurate identification of the bacteria or fungus would determine if your doctor prescribes the correct antibiotic. To treat infections, doctors often use lab cultures to help determine what antibiotic to use. But this 150-year-old technology can miss many infecting bacteria and fungi. One company offering a solution to this is MicroGen DX. By using its next-generation DNA sequencing, patients are given new hope to find the cause of their infection. MicroGen DX's DNA sequencing is used to detect microbes that are often missed in lab cultures, providing a patient's physician a more comprehensive report and enabling appropriate and optimized therapy. MicroGen DX provides results for diagnoses related to infections of the urinary tract, prostate, hip and knee, wound, sinus, lung, and more. The benefits of using DNA sequencing over traditional culture are accuracy, affordability, and speed. Visit www.microgendx.com for more information to give your doctor to help cure your infection and possibly save your life.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here on this week's DJV Health. The FDA has expanded the Pfizer booster for more the 12 to 15-year-olds. Are these things being done in schools? Is there any contemplation, like where you are in Florida? I know a lot of the schools around here, especially private schools, have mandated that the children, the students, have their second and third shots, and they're providing the shots at the school. Some parents have objected, but you know what? If the school says, private school says, this is the rule, you don't like it, take your kid out. There are a lot of youngsters that age who have weakened immune systems. You know what it's like when you go to school and you're a teenager. If you're in a boarding school, you don't get enough sleep. There are all these, you know, stuff going on. And so the kids are tired and they are vulnerable. So I'm interested in, there was some data from Israel actually, Ken. 6,300 12 to 15 year olds showed there were no safety issues among the youngsters for the third dose. So where do you come down on all of this? Anything
well,
new here?
Where I come down on all of this is just hoping that people will make up their mind that there won't be mandates, but they'll realize what's best for them and their family and then do what's best. I can tell you for myself, I decided to get triple vaxxed, and I've been triple vaxxed. I was eligible for the earliest Pfizer vaccine, so I just continued to have the Pfizer vaccine and have been triple vaxxed. What the recommendation currently is that everyone 5 years of age and older is now eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine, and everyone age 12 and older is eligible for a booster shot. About 65% of the population has been fully vaccinated, and I think we're at a point where, you know, I don't want to get into the vaccine debates. We're just not going to convince anybody more much to get vaccinated if they haven't been
right.
vaccinated.
You're in it or you're not at this point. Yeah.
Right. So I think at this point, you know, just use your best common sense. And I think getting into that battle is just not to anybody's benefit.
Well, as we've noticed, the work has been done in Israel. We were just talking about that a little bit in South Africa. They have pretty much eliminated all the COVID restrictions down there because Omicron is pretty much gone. It came, like you said, fast and went fast. And so,
well,
you know, it's time.
What's gone is the rate and the hospitalizations are down, but unfortunately the deaths are slowly coming down. But I'm hoping by April 1st that this is all, and everything is down, that the deaths are a lagging indicator.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on the DJV Health Program. It's now 10 before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, To show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's 53 past the hour now, time for Dr. Ken to answer some of your questions, some commonly asked questions. And one of the things on people's minds more than anything else, this doping thing that's gone on at the Olympics with this 15-year-old skater who apparently was on L-carnitine, hypoxin, and let's see if I can pronounce this, trimethoxazine. Why the hell do doctors make these, you know, the pharmaceutical companies get simple names? Trimethoxazine, I think. All right, well, you know what I'm talking about anyway. So the combination of these things have been found in her system. I think I've taken L-carnitine over the years because I knew that it was good for getting the oxygen around your system, especially your heart. I guess hypoxin does the same thing. So what do we know about this other thing? As a cardiologist, I'm sure you know how to pronounce this and also what it does.
Well, this is a drug which is not authorized in America to be used to help prevent angina, and this drug, trimethoxazine. And I tell you, I know that she tested positive for it. I don't really know enough about this drug, and I think that even the Olympic judges are still out on this, and I think we just have to stay tuned because I think people are not yet sure what to do about this, whether this is really needed for a physical ailment, but you know, I don't think we have enough yet to judge her.
She has no physical She has no physical maladies at all. This was
obviously
taken.
We know that for sure.
Yeah,
we do know that for sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
You're ahead of me on this.
All right. So, but the fact that you just said something that I didn't know, that this drug was not, I'd never heard of it before, but not authorized for use in the United States, must
correct.
Be authorized for use in Russia. That's where it came from. So why would it not, I guess the question here is why would it not be used or approved in America and approved in Russia?
You'll have to talk to the Russia FDA. You know, apparently the FDA feels...
They even have one?
I'm being a little lighthearted here. I don't want to add to any of the more stress that's already between our two wonderful nations. Apparently our FDA has chosen that it's not safe and effective, and you'll have to ask the Russian equivalent because they've decided that it is. And why there's a difference of opinion, we'll have to hear their side.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Intolerance to cholesterol-lowering drugs, i.e. statins. This is a question I've had for you since you put me on a statin a year and a half ago. I still wonder because I still hear things that bother me, even though I've stuck with the routine to a point I have lowered my bad cholesterol. I don't know. We'll see what the numbers are when I have my visit with you next month. But this information that I see here suggests that you shouldn't worry about statins. Well, you've been saying that. You've been one of the foremost proponents of statins for a long, long time, right? I think you said to me once, everybody ought to be on a statin.
No, I didn't say that. Please don't quote me incorrectly. And I don't think I'm one of the foremost, but I think that, you know, mainstream cardiologists realize this is one of the best tools in our tool bag if you have plaque in the circulation. And we don't think everybody, it should be in the water, but, it depends on the individual. These decisions need to be individualized, whether the risks and benefits outweigh the benefits outweigh the risks. But you illustrated exactly one of the problems with using statins. You know, you heard it, you start believing it. And this is a study of millions of people, multiple studies, studying whether people actually get direct effects from the statins that are adverse effects. And the conclusion is multi-million patient studies that most people who go off statins, and in some studies up to one out of two people, they're prescribed and they stop them. And usually it's not because they get physical issues. It's because they hear things like you just said, and then they convince themselves that it must be causing whatever's going on, and then they stop it. And that's what they discovered in this study.
Like
and
the craps that they keep complaining about.
Right. And actually only about 5 to 10% of people have true adverse effects from them and stop them. Unlike the 1 in 2 in some studies that stop it because they hear things like you and then they convince themselves that whatever's going on in their life is the statin, they stop it. Statins appropriately will keep you on planet Earth longer, preventing heart attacks and strokes.
All right, I'm going right down right now and take today's capsule that has the cholesterol-lowering drug statin in it so that I can keep myself on planet Earth for a little while longer to hassle with you when we get together here on Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJV Health Program.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.